Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings, family. This is V, and welcome to Orgasmic Life Radio. I am your host, V, and I was waiting for I wanted to bring a little Marvin Gaye in to talk about sexual healing, which is what we're going to be talking about tonight when we talk about our subject, the big O. So, I love Marvin Gaye. I'm excited to be with you tonight and to introduce you to our beautiful guest, Ashley Mahone. And before I bring her on, because she's gonna enlighten us about orgasm, one of my favorite subjects. But before I do that, I do want to say once again, thank you so much for being here with us on Orgasmic Life Radio. We are here every first Thursday of the month and every fourth Tuesday, and now we're going to be adding on every first Tuesday with our wonderful Ashley. So I'm so excited to have her be a part of this experience. I know you're used to two of us being here, but tonight my co-host Bonnie is celebrating her Earth Day birthday. Woo! Happy birthday, Bonnie. Happy birthday. Yes. So in lieu of the birthday song, I just want to say happy birthday to you. And I wish you so much joy, happiness, peace, and love in your life, Bonnie. We look forward to you coming back on our next show. So, family, I would ask that you would send Bonnie lots of love as she celebrates her Earth Day birthday today. And we're just so grateful for her. So, here we are once again. Now, this is a Tuesday night, so it's a little bit different. So, whatever you were planning on doing, I thank you so much that you are here with us to receive the information that we're going to be sharing with you and hopefully enlighten you a little bit more about sexual health and wellness. You know, I don't know about you, but I wasn't raised up knowing that sex was supposed to be something that was healthy for us, that it had health benefits. I knew the pleasure benefits of sex and orgasm, but I had no idea that there were so many health benefits, like healthy heart, and that you could actually use the sexual experience help you, you know, with your exercise program. You know, if you don't go to the gym, have a good workout in the bedroom. And so I'm like, okay, that sounds like fun. So I love doing this show because I get to share that kind of information and really enlighten people. So this is really good for us. So before we do get started, I want to give a disclaimer that what we share here tonight, we are not medical doctors. So
are sharing information that we have either learned, have or experienced or researched. If you take on anything that we do share here, we do advise you to please check with your health professional to make sure it's okay for you to do so if you have any kind of medical conditions. We are going to be introducing some adult toys from our Ashley is going to share something from her product line, from our product line. And so, again, be very sensitive to what your body is able to experience safely. We do also, this is going to be a sex talk tonight. So if there are little ones in the room, mommies, daddies, would you please move yourself to a place that is out of earshot, because this is going to be some adult conversation tonight. By the way, congratulations to the children who went back to school today. Yay! First day of school here in the Maryland, in Baltimore. So I know it's the first day of school for a lot of places. So much success to all of the school children. So without further ado, I am going to ask my beautiful guest, Ashley Mahone, if she would just come on and say hi to the family. Ashley, welcome to Orgasmic Life Radio.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing, Susie?
Yes, I'm good, Ashley. Thank you so much for giving up your Tuesday evening to come and share with the family all the things that you're doing to make a difference in the world and that you're getting to live your passion. I love your write-up, you know. So before we get started, I'm going to just give a brief description of you, and then you can just share with the family a little bit more about who you are and what you do. So Ashley Mahone is a public health advisor and an independent bedroom candy boutique consultant. And she's going to tell you a little bit more about bedroom candy. In her roles, she fulfills her passion of educating and empowering women and men to take control of their sexual health. Yes, yes, yes. So, and we are going to be sharing Ashley's information before she gets off the line with us, so that if there's something that you hear here, you want to contact Ashley, you can also reach her by Facebook. And she's also has a telephone number that you can reach her and an email address. So, Ashley, can you just tell the family a little bit more about you? I know you're a mom, and I definitely, with the cutest little boy.
Thank you.
To know, you're welcome, sweetie. And then I'd like to also have you share what you do in your everyday work, and then how did you get involved with bedroom candy and what you're doing there?
Okay. Yes, I am a mom. I have a beautiful, curious little 4-year-old son who is my absolute world. But as far as, like, what I do, I like to tell people, you know, it's kind of cliche, but I do sex. That is who I am, what I am. That is what I do literally all day long, is talk to individuals about having a healthier sex life. Because I think a lot of times when we talk about health, we forget about our sex lives as being a part of our health. So that's, in a nutshell, as a public health advisor, I talk with individuals that are infected with HIV and syphilis, as well as their partners, about having healthier, safer sex. And as far as bedroom candy, I'm able to, you know, do a little bit more when it comes to talking to people about their sex lives and having healthier and safer sex and more pleasurable sex. So I can kind of cross into another realm of sex with talking about sex with individuals. As far as how I got started, I actually got started in a really unique way. I was working in Nashville at the time at an organization called Nashville Cares. It was an HIV organization. And I actually had a sex therapist come in and talk to a group of ladies who are living with HIV about the stigma around HIV and sex toys. And she just so happened to be a bedroom candy consultant. And me and her clicked well. She talked to me about the business opportunity, and I went over it a couple of times in my head, and I just knew that this was for me. I liked candy. I saw the products. I really enjoyed Candy's toys. I had, you know, used other products in the past, and I really love the quality of the bedroom candy line and the compensation plan. And I just knew that this was the out. And then me also, the girl that introduced me to Bedroom Candy, my sponsor, I just clicked well with her on a professional level as well as on a, you know, a personal level. So I knew I wanted to be a part of her team and a part of what she was doing with Bedroom Candy. So it just kind of came to me like, yeah, this is the perfect side hustle, considering I talk to people about sex all day anyways. So that's kind of how
wow.
I got started.
So you were just kind of picked up and placed right in the midst of your perfect place, because you're already teaching sex and sharing sex, and but then, like you said, you get to do it in a, you know, you do it in a safe way with your day job, but you also get to do it in a pleasurable way with Bedroom Candy. So that is absolutely awesome. So when you said that you like the quality of the products, we're going to get to that a little bit later, because we do want to talk about the Big O. So, you know, you've got this thing. It's called the Big O. Tell us a little bit about what the Big O is. And you said in your write-up that it's greatly misunderstood and not taken seriously when we talk about sexual health and wellness, and that orgasms are an important and even vital asset to our sexual health. So let's talk to the family about that. Why is orgasm important? And you said to me, you called me, you said, are you having an orgasm a day? That blew me away. So tell us why it's important to have an orgasm a day.
Yes, I totally believe that everyone should be having at least one orgasm every day. So the Big O is your orgasm, and that is basically your body's emotional as well as physical response to climatic arousal. When you get to that point of involuntary, you know, that point of no return when you're aroused. And a lot of people experience orgasms differently. Some people will cry. Some people will laugh. Some people tremble and tingle, have their feet and hands and different body parts tingle. And you kind of know when you orgasm because the body has an involuntary reaction. You can't stop the reaction from happening, whatever your reaction is. To an orgasm. And then some people have a very calm orgasm as well, and almost like a sigh type experience when they orgasm. But it's very the orgasm is something that is misunderstood when it comes to people kind of dismiss it, dismiss sexual health in general when it comes to your overall health. A lot of times we talk about a person's physical health and a person's mental health and a person's, you know, social health and all of those things, but we forget about their sexual health. And orgasming on a regular basis has a lot of great health benefits. For one, when you orgasm, what happens is you release your happy hormone, if you will, your endorphins, and those hormones help to reduce stress, which we know stress causes a lot of issues, cardiovascular issues, diabetes, you know, different things, high blood pressure. A lot of things are related to stress, your stress levels. In general, having an orgasm daily makes you happier. Again, the stress, it also gives you a calming sensation. Your daily orgasm can help you sleep better. Releasing those endorphins can have an effect on your sleep and your mood and just different things like that. Also, your respiration increases when you are climactic, when you're going to orgasm. So that helps with your cardiovascular health as well. So there's a lot of different benefits that we take for granted when we orgasm. And so I feel like it's better to orgasm than maybe go do heroin, which is going to give you the same effect. So those are some of the physical benefits, the physiological benefits of having an orgasm every day.
So you said quite a lot.
Yes.
You know, it raises your energy, you know, it takes, it decreases your stress. It enhances your heart, you know, gives your heart, pumps the blood and all that good stuff.
Yes, your heart rate shoots up.
Yes. And then, so all this, and then, like, we take all these medications, you know, we're living in the world of medication after medication after medication. And one of the things that I say for sure to people is if you have a problem sleeping, instead of you taking, you know, the night stuff and the Ambiens and all the sleep, have an orgasm. Because whatever that thing that you said was released, it just lulls you off to sleep, the endorphin. Just lulls you right off to sleep. And it's a really good sleep. So, you know, it's I'm just amazed at how God created our body so magnificently that we can have this ultimate experience of pleasure and bliss and the toes curling and you shooting through the moon and at the same time creating great health in your body. So I love the big O. Now, let me ask you the difference between women orgasm and male orgasm, because, you know, I've heard that men should not release their ejaculation. They should not do that on a regular basis because it reduces their, you know, it takes years off their life. As with women, it increases us. So it's okay for us to have orgasms a day. Do you have any awareness of that, or do you have anything that you want to speak to about that? Is it still okay for men to have an orgasm a day?
Absolutely. Actually, studies have shown that men who ejaculate on a regular basis or have more ejaculations, it reduces their chances of getting prostate cancer. So it's actually really, really great for their prostate health to have ejaculation.
Fantastic. So if you're not in a relationship, one of the things that you talk about is about 95% of women have an orgasm through masturbation. Now, you know, when we were coming up, you know, we were always taught the boys, you know, the boys would wake up and they had the little woody, you know, they, you know, start getting little woodies around, you know, whatever, 10, 11, 12 years old, probably earlier than that. But, you know, their fathers would teach them how to masturbate. But as girls, we were never taught that. I was never taught that. I was taught, don't put your hands down there. Don't touch it. That's just, you know, that's just a dirty place. And so now, thank God, we are coming to the understanding that masturbation is okay. And not only is it okay, it's wonderful. Absolutely marvelous. So talk a little bit about masturbation, self-pleasuring, because you are in the self-pleasure business.
I am. Masturbation is totally natural. I know sometimes people look at it as like a dirty thing, like you said, for women, but it is totally natural. Masturbation is actually, I like to tell people, from the womb to the tomb. We are sexual beings from the womb to the tomb. So from the day you're born to the day you die, you have sexuality, basically. If you've ever noticed, a baby will explore, they will touch. If you've ever changed the baby's diaper, they'll kind of touch their genitals and, you know, just kind of feel around down there, see what's going on, basically. And as we start to feel, you know, they're not necessarily having sexual feelings associated with that, but as you start to get older, you will have sexual feelings associated with wanting to be touched and the experience of that arousal. You'll start to feel aroused when you touch yourself, and there's nothing wrong with that. That is totally natural. It's kind of an old-fashioned idea that, you know, it's not okay to touch yourself, but it is okay for someone else to touch you. I don't, you know, but... So, yeah, masturbation is totally, totally natural. And in fact, most women are three times more likely to orgasm from masturbation than they are from sex, statistically. So figuring out how to make yourself orgasm through masturbation will actually help you have better sex. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, but masturbation is really great because not only does it, for one, it increases your self-confidence because it helps you, you know, get – get naked, look at yourself, feel comfortable in the skin that God gave you, to be able to touch yourself, figure out what pleasure, you know, what feels good to you, and then you can communicate that if you have a partner to your partner and let them know what feels good, the way you want to be touched, in what area would you like pressure, which area would you like to be rubbed, which area, you know, would you like to be tapped, and, you know, all of those different things, because our body, we actually, you can experience arousal and pleasure pretty much everywhere on your body except for the tip of your hair and the tip of your nails, because that's the only places where you don't have nerve ending. So everywhere else you can become aroused. And so masturbation gives you an opportunity to self-explore and build that self-confidence in yourself. It also helps, you know, build relationships, that communication between you and your partner, talking about what feels good, what doesn't feel good. Because a lot of times, you know, women, unfortunately, more so than men, don't speak up when something doesn't feel good. They just kind of go with the flow. But it's okay to say, you know, I don't like it that way. I prefer it this way. It feels better to me this way. But the only way you would know that is to have that sexual experience with yourself. And it's safe. You know, I'd be remiss not to say you don't need a condom when you don't have to worry about STDs when you're pleasuring yourself. So there's a lot of great things about masturbation.
That is so, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, that is so absolutely right on. Just to recap, first of all, if you don't know what feels good because of your own exploration, how can you share it with a partner? And honest to goodness, Ashley, I have so many times throughout relationships accepted the way a man was touching my body, or, you know, even if it's oral sex or whatever, just accepting the way he was doing it just because I didn't want to hurt his feelings or whatever. And like you said, I mean, but it's empowering to say, hold up, baby, let me show you how I like it. One of the things that I find that we don't communicate enough about is our sexual experience, because if you get together with a man and he's used to, you know, let's say his last woman, you know, if she, you know, maybe she liked it really hard and you like it nice and gentle and soft, but he might be coming at you the way he's done it with other women, and that's not your way. So we have a right and a responsibility to get what we want, have it our way. You can have it your way. And
definitely.
Be able to, and so definitely learning what feels good through our own exploration, our own self-pleasure. And I love what you said earlier too, Ashley, about, you know, getting naked and being with our own bodies just the way it is. You know, being okay with ourselves, with the way our thighs are, the way our belly is, and, you know, if we are making love with ourselves and falling more in love with ourselves, then we won't have all those issues about, oh, I can't have him look at me like that. He's going to be turned off if he looks at me like that. Yeah. So I think that is absolutely, absolutely awesome. So tell me how, we said that you were going to give us some tips about the techniques to building your masturbation skills. Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. So there's different erogenous zones that we have, and the holy grail of an orgasm is your clitoris. And we're going to specifically talk about clitoral orgasms tonight and how to enhance your clitoral orgasm, although there's other types of orgasms. You can, you know, G-spot, you can have vaginal arousal, which usually also involves the clitoris. And then, you know, PC muscles. Some ladies are aroused from their nipples and areola and breast. And then, of course, anal arousal as well. So there's a lot of different areas where we can get a climax. But specifically tonight, I'm going to talk to you about your clitoral orgasm, because that is the 9 times out of 10 when a woman is orgasming, she is having a clitoral orgasm. That is our holy grail of an orgasm. We have somewhere, most women have somewhere between, on average, about 8,000 nerve endings, but anywhere between 6,000 and 9,000 nerve endings. So it is very sensitive to touch. It is actually double the sensitivity of the penis. And the clitoris is actually the only organ whose sole purpose is just for pleasure. It has no other purpose at all except to pleasure you. So I wanted to talk about that tonight, just so, you know, we make sure we take advantage of all that the clitoris has to offer. So one of the things about masturbation is it's just like sex in a sense. You're having sex with yourself. And so I've had women tell me, oh, I masturbated. Nothing happened. I don't think I want to do it anymore. And so my response is always, well, the first time you had sex, was it everything you thought it was going to be? Probably not. And you have to think of masturbation in the same way. There is a learning curve. You have to learn how to touch your body to get an orgasm. And so one of the things that helps with that is setting the mood. So you don't just want to, you know, stick your finger in your vagina and feel like you're masturbating and not set the mood. So you want to, you know, if you need to play some soft music or heavier music, whatever, you know, relaxes you, you want to light some candles, you want to put on your favorite scent, maybe even do it in a bubble bath and take a bath while doing it to kind of relax your body. And you also want to make sure that when you're masturbating, you still need lubricant. Your body doesn't necessarily sometimes produce enough lubricant depending on the time of the month or if you're taking, you know, antibiotics or if you're on contraceptives or just your stress levels can affect your lubrication, all those things. So you also want to make sure you're lubricated even though you're masturbating. And so with the clitoris, there's a lot of different techniques that you can use, but we're just going to talk about a few of them. And so there is the basic kind of up-down motion and side-to-side, and you basically use your fingers to apply and just apply different types of pressure to your clitoris. And if you're not familiar where your clitoris is actually going to be in between your urethra, which is where you release urine, and your vaginal opening. And so that, and then you also have clitoral legs that come back. You can't really see them because they come back along the vaginal canal. But those also can be stimulated. And so stimulating your clitoris that way basically kind of helps you figure out what it is that you like. So if you like that up and down rubbing motion, if that's not for you, a lot of women like a circular motion, and you can literally take your two fingers and basically rub your fingers in a circular motion against your clitoris. And you can increase the speeds and change the speeds up. You can increase the pressure and change the pressure, and that kind of helps you feel, you know, get a feel for what it is that you respond, what it is that your body responds to. And then another technique that you can use is you can use three fingers, and this is really good when you want to start introducing toys. And so the way you would use three fingers is you'd actually take your three middle fingers and your middle finger would actually sit on your clitoris, and your ring finger and your index finger will sit on your labia minora, which is the inner lips of the vulva, and just kind of lift it a little bit so to expose the clitoris a little bit. And so then you have a whole hand free that you can use a clitoral stimulator. You can use an external stimulator toy vibrator to apply pressure or different speeds and variations to your clitoris. And so we actually have a toy. I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself, but we actually have a really great toy with Bedroom Candy that is perfect for this position called the Hip Hop, because you can actually take the nose of that bunny and place it on the clitoris and have the ears of the bunny run down along your labia minora, which will give you sensations of pleasure not only on your clitoris but also on your labia minora, which has nerve endings where you can experience pleasure and get aroused.
Wow. Yes. So, no, you're not getting ahead of yourself. I'm glad you are bringing the toys into it because, you know, it certainly is a way to enhance the experience. Personally, I've had times when my fingers just aren't getting the job done. And so I get up, get my toy out, you know,
But I just think that that's wonderful that we have the opportunity to have something that can support us in getting the app and getting the pleasure. And you can get a whole different kind of orgasm when you use a toy, depending on what you use. You can really get some intense orgasm. Now, I do want to say that sometimes, and maybe you can help with this, sometimes you have toys that have, like, the different speeds on them, and, like, they could be really, really too hard on the clitoris. You know, so, and maybe it's different for every woman. I don't know, but, you know, maybe it's different for every woman. So what would you suggest if you do find that, the speed of the toy is just a little too much pressure or too deep?
Well, you're right. Every woman is different. Every woman's sensation to touch is different. So there are some women who would love a lot of power and some women who cannot handle. They're super, super sensitive, and they just cannot handle that type of power. And so we do have a variety of toys at Bedroom Candy. The hip-hop that I mentioned is one of my favorites, but it is very powerful. It's a little bunny, but it is extreme. It packs a big punch. So we do have an alternative, the Candy Kisses, which is a little bit less power. And then we have the Candy Pop, which is a whole lot less power. But I will tell you that all of our toys have 7 different variations to them as well. So they have different speeds and variations because some people like a steady vibration, and then you can increase that speed. Some people kind of like a tap, 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 like a almost like a tapping variation or a pattern variation is what some people prefer. So we have all of that, and then you can increase the speed or decrease the speed as you will. With the different variations on all of our toys. So that's really nice about Bedroom Candy is that most of our toys come with 5 to 7 different variations, depending on which toy you purchase. So you get an opportunity to kind of get almost like 5 toys in one. Because our vagina is a muscle, and so sometimes there's muscle memory there. So when you're using a toy, you may use, one variation this month, but next month you want to switch it up and use a different variation. It's almost like having a whole nother sex toy because that experience with that different variation is going to be totally different. So, we do have a wider range of intensities for you.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, one of my favorite is Bewitch Me. I love Bewitch Me. She's my best friend right now. but she also so you mentioned about the bunny. Bunny Run, is that what it is?
It's hip-hop. Bunny.
Oh, hip hop, okay. So so with the hip hop you're able to stimulate the labia as well as the clitoris. I mean,
yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah. So if you are, let's just say that you are into, you have a partner, and so, right now we're kind of talking about self pleasure, but. Toys are good for use with a partner. Would you say that is true?
Yes, absolutely. Adding a toy to your sexual session can heighten things up for you, can add a little bit of mystery, spice things up, and just add something different every now and again. Even the same toys that you use in yourself, I learned a while back, I did like a survey with a group of, male friends that I have some years ago, and males love watching women masturbate. So there is nothing wrong, and there are some women who love watching their partner masturbate, so it goes both ways. So there's nothing wrong with using a toy to have your partner watch you masturbate. There's also nothing wrong with, in the sexual session, your partner can use that toy on you. you can, a lot of our toys, you can use them, you know, while you're in different sex positions, you can use a toy on your clitoris, so that way you're stimulating your clitoris, but then you also have your partner stimulating you in other areas. And the same thing is, you know, true of different toys. You can use a, you know, a G-spot toy and then have your partner stimulate you in another area. So it's great to kind of be able to have different types of arousal, different types of sensation all at one time.
Oh, yes, that is so phenomenal what you just said. Oh, my gosh. Because, you know, I mean, and so because it's, it can just make it more fun and interesting. And, of course, if you have, you know, different kinds of toys, then you can, you know, switch up and, you know, say, well, I like to try this one this time. Well, I like the way this one does, you know. So, you know, so that is really, really, really cool. So now when you I just want to get back to the self-pleasure, to G-spot. And we're going to actually have a show totally around the G-spot because that little thing is quite the mystery. But you were talking about, you said that you were going to really focus tonight on the clitoral orgasm, but there is, you also said that most women get orgasms through their clitoris rather than during sex. And I really want to, you know, talk about that because I used to believe that there must have been something wrong because I would not have orgasm during sexual experience, during intercourse. Mm-hmm. And then I found out later, you know, it's quite normal not to have that experience. So, so for the sake of women who really do have basically just a clitoral orgasm, can you say something about that that will kind of put them at ease that they're okay, there's nothing wrong with them?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I mean, like I said, 9 times out of 10, when a woman is having an orgasm, it's the clitoral orgasm. Even when women have orgasms through vaginal penetration, like I told you, those the clitoris is kind of like the man in the boat. So you have the clitoral head, but then you also have legs to your clitoris that extend along the vaginal canal. So usually when you're having vaginal intercourse, you're still stimulating your clitoris. So those legs of the clitoris is what's being stimulated because you actually don't have very many nerve endings inside of your vagina, outside of the G-spot and then those, those clitoral legs that are being aroused. So as far as, like, arousal in the actual vaginal canal, most of that is coming from, it's still a clitoral orgasm. It's just inside the vagina is where you're being stimulated. And then depending on what position you're in, your partner actually may be rubbing up against the head of the clitoris during intercourse as well. So there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with not having an orgasm through vaginal penetration. A lot of women cannot orgasm through vaginal penetration, and that's okay. We have all these other different areas of your body that you can orgasm through. And it may just be because, like I said earlier, you know, orgasming, just like sex and masturbating, all of this is a learning curve. You have to teach your body how to do some of these things, you know. And that's another reason why self-pleasure is so important and why I said that it can lead to better sex. Because, you know, when you masturbate, you strengthen your pelvic floor. You figure out what feels good. You know at what point you're going to become aroused. Because for some women, it can, you know, they can become aroused in 5 or 10 minutes. Some women, it takes up to 20 to 30 minutes for them to become aroused. So most women are in that 20-minute area. So it helps you to realize, okay, well, he's doing everything right, but I'm not there yet, and that's okay. Yeah, definitely, there's nothing wrong if you don't have a clitoral, if you don't have a, you know, a vaginal orgasm. If you can orgasm clitorally, some people don't like a clitoral orgasm. Some ladies like their nipples. They can orgasm through nipples. Some women like anal orgasms. I mean, there's all different types of orgasms that can be had.
That is so awesome. You know, I just keep going back to, we have just got these amazing bodies, and it's so beautiful. I love, love, love. I love the way God made us and made our bodies. So, Ashley, I'm going to go ahead and take just a little break, just to kind of give you a chance to get some, you know, get some drink of water or something. And so, family, I do invite you to stay tuned, maybe get yourself refresh your glass of wine, or, you know, go get you some more apple cider or some water, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the amazing products that we have that supports a healthy sexual life. So let me soon come back. Peace and blessings, and welcome back to Orgasmic Life Radio. I am your host, Z, and I'm here with our wonderful, amazing guest, Ashley Mahone, who's been giving some enlightenment tonight about the big O. We love, love, love orgasm, and introducing us to some amazing bedroom candy boutique products to help enhance that self pleasure experience, and also the experience that you're having with your mate. So welcome back, Ashley. You okay?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I'm good.
Good. Wonderful. Well, I just want to say thank you so much, first of all, for just continuing to enlighten us about the health and wellness aspects of orgasm. And I did want to talk a little bit more about the products. You mentioned bedroom candy. And would you tell our audience a little bit about bedroom candy? Who is bedroom candy? And why did she start this company? Because there are a lot of adult toy companies out there on the market. So, and a little bit more about the products, because they are excellent. Very high quality products.
Yeah. So Bedroom Candy Boutique Parties is a company founded by Candy Burris. She is, you know, on the show Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's a Grammy Award winning artist. And she created this line. She actually created an initial line of, I think, about 5 products. She started with a toy called Happiness and Joy, which, of course, vibrates to music. And so from there, she expanded and built an empire, basically, is what we're building. of consultants who, you know, share the products with the community. And also, not only are we able to do that, but we're able to put, you know, put back into our lives and reach our goals financially and personally. And so with Bedroom Candy, earlier I talked about the quality of the product. There is a lot of other companies on the market, but the one thing you're going to get with Bedroom Candy is all of our products are body safe, and which is super, super important to me, which is, you know, probably important to you as well. All of our toys are high quality toys, but at an affordable price. What I love about the company, because I remember my first ever sex toy that I got when I was 18 was totally not body safe, but I didn't know any better back then. And I totally spent way more than what the average Bedroom Candy toy is for this non-body safe product. So I'm glad that I'm able to, you know, come into ladies' home and introduce them to a product not only that is going to be beneficial to their health and to their life, but also introduce them to a company that could be beneficial to their health and to their life. So that is kind of the gist of what we do at Bedroom Candy.
I love when you say body safe. And there is a difference, you know, because I can remember my first experience with it was hard and stiff and, you know, there was nothing feel good about it. And so I know it's been a while since then, so things have changed a lot. But I do also love the Bedroom Candy products. So and yay for an amazing, wonderful African American sister who has her own company and bringing up some good competition in this world. So big kudos and ups to Candy Burris for making a way for many women and men, because I know we have some men who are Bedroom Candy consultants, making a way for us to have a business of our own and do some, you know, create some fun doing what we love, you know, helping people have pleasure. You also mentioned about lubricants, about lubrication being vital, 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 very, very important in self-pleasuring. And so I'd like for you to talk about some of the lubricants that are available in Bedroom Candy that you would recommend to, like, go along with the hip-hop toy. Like, what's one of your favorites?
With the hip-hop is actually an external vibrator. So with the hip-hop, I would actually recommend Ignite Me, which is our clitoral arousal gel, more so than I would a lubrication. Lubrication, you can use lubrication for, you know, masturbating to kind of get that the slippery or wetness feel on your clitoris. We have some great natural lubricants. We have it's a water-based lubricant, which is also body safe and made from, you know, 100% vegan products. But so you can definitely use that on the clitoris while masturbating. But as far as, like, the intensity, what's going to bring you kind of the sensation, kind of increase that sensation for you, is going to be our Ignite Me, which is a clitoral arousal gel. And that's going to give you – a lot of women at my party say different things about it. Some people have a cooling sensation. Some people actually have a warming sensation. But what it does is you'll get a tingling increase, sensation in your clitoris. To kind of go along with the toy, because what it does is basically it helps you get aroused quicker, to climax quicker and reach your orgasm a whole lot quicker.
Ignite Me. That is wonderful. Okay. That's awesome. So it helps to stimulate the clitoris and bring you to arousal a lot quicker. And then with the natural lubricant, you said that you would basically use that for your own self-pleasuring when you are actually using your fingers rather than a toy.
Well, no. So what I meant by that was that, like, for the lubricant is more of internal. Now, you can use lubrication for external if you want to create that slippery lubrication feeling on your clitoris if you're just stimulating your clitoris. But more so you would use lubrication when you're doing internal stimulation. So if you're going to use a toy that you're going to put internal inside your vagina or inside your anus, you want to make sure you use lubrication.
Excellent. Because, you know, you mentioned too.
Even if you're not going to use a toy, if you're going to use your fingers, you still need to use lubrication.
Yeah. Because, I mean, because, you know, you were saying that as women, you know, some women get, you know, wet and juicier more than others do. And so if we find that we're in a situation where we're not getting our own natural juices, the lubricants come into play. And that's one thing that I, too, love about the bedroom candy is that they're natural, because it's always been my thing, you know, been kind of hesitant about using certain things that have chemicals in it, because, you know, you don't want just anything going up, you know, in your vagina or even on your clitoris, you know. So talk about the edible lubricants. So you have those that you
So we also have flavored lubricants. One of my personal favorites is the strawberry pomegranate, but we have our brand new blackberry fig, which might be a contender for my strawberry. So one of the great things that I love about our flavored lubricants is that they're safe for sexual intercourse as well. So you really don't have to buy a whole bunch of lubricants. I know back in the day before I was introduced to bedroom candy, I had a lubricant for certain situations, unfortunately, and I always felt like after oral sex, I always felt like icky and sticky. And the great thing about our lubricants, you're not going to get that feeling. You're not going to get any stickiness. It's very slick. It's all natural. Again, it's a water-based lube, so it's safe to use with condoms. It tastes really great. And then it reapplies. So it will, because it's water-based, sometimes it will dry up. But the smallest amount of lubrication or wetness will help it to reapply or re-wet itself, basically. So you can lick it and it'll reactivate itself. And it tastes really, really good. We also have it in green apple as well. So we have the strawberry pomegranate, we have the green apple, and then we have the brand new, which was just recently released, blackberry fig.
And it is delicious. The green apple is very good. You know, when you're setting up the mood, Ashley, you mentioned, you know, candles, and this can be if you're self-pleasuring and or if you're, you know, having a sexual experience with your partner. You talk about setting the mood. How important is that to really having a good sexual experience, either with yourself or with your mate? And can you also recommend anything in the bedroom candy line that that you would suggest? To enhance that experience.
Okay, yeah. So I think setting the mood is super, super important because, you know, most of us have hectic lives. We're super busy. We've got a thousand, I know as women, we've got 1,001 things going. I know my mind is always cluttered. I'm always thinking about, you know, this, this, and that. But setting the mood helps you to relax. It helps you to kind of detox everything out of your body, basically. Out of your mind, and, you know, your brain is your most powerful sex organ, so you got to get your brain where it needs to be, and so setting that mood, kind of calming yourself, and we have some great products to help you do that. So we have an amazing, one of my favorite is Light My Fire. It is a nice candle that, so you can have candlelight. It smells really good, but then it's also great for massages. It's a massage, it burns down, it's made out of soy and hemp, so it burns down to a massage oil. And the great thing about, you know, this candle is that you don't necessarily have to have a partner to use the candle. Of course, it would be great to have your partner rub you down after you get out of the bath. But if you don't have a partner, there's nothing wrong. Like earlier when I was talking about that self-pleasure, there's nothing wrong getting out of the shower and rubbing yourself down with that candle to really relax yourself and get yourself in the mood with the oil from the candle. It also is a great moisturizer. I love the oil from our candles on my knees and elbows and my ankles because it helps to keep my really ashy places moisturized. Another, you know, product I would definitely suggest if you do have a partner that's going to give you a massage, we have a Warm Me Up. The warm sensations really help to put you in the mood and kind of relax and calm your body as they're giving you the massage. And then we have a brand new product that I am absolutely in love with called the Sweet Spot. And this product is a warming arousal gel. And basically what you do with it is you can apply it to your sweet spot, basically. So wherever it is that's kind of your spot where, you know, where that person can kiss or blow and it just turns you all the way on. And so if that's behind your ear or under your neck or even if that's in your breast and your inner thighs or wherever it is for you, and they rub the gel and it starts to warm up a little bit and then you can blow on it and then you kind of get another, you know, a warming sensation and then you can lick it. And it tastes just like honey. So it kind of puts you in the mood as well as your partner in the mood to kind of, you know, get you ready for the best sexual experience that's going to get you that big O.
Woo! I want some of that right now.
That's
and
sweet.
I'm telling you, it is an amazing product. I had something similar to it before I started with Bedroom Candy years and years ago. And so we came out with this a month ago, basically, at convention. I was super, super excited. Like, I don't have a partner right now, but you best believe I'm licking and rubbing myself with this sweet spot.
I know, that's right.
I love the honey flavor.
Yes, I love, 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 love that. Wow. So we've talked about the clitoris, we've talked about orgasm, we've talked a little bit about, vaginal orgasm and the toys and other products that you can use. You talked about the candles that you can use as massage oils as well. And then and now you're telling us about the sweet spot. So that is just phenomenal. So Ashley, what I'd like for you to do I can't believe this hour has gone by so quickly. This is just amazing. I'd like for you to share with us how we can get some of the, you know, if the family wants to order products. We do have, when we post this up on our Facebook page, Orgasmic Life Radio, we're going to have a link there that will take you to the Bedroom Candy shop. And you can shop, shop, shop till you drop, drop, drop. But where exactly are they going to be looking for the sweet spot? Because there is a drop-down menu. So where would they look for that?
It should be a new product because it's a new product that we just released.
Okay, new product.
We have all of our new products listed on a tab that says new products.
I see it. The sweet spot. Okay, awesome. And then they will look for the hip hop under
massages, I believe. I haven't. Well, I can tell you this. So whatever product you're interested in, you can reach out to me directly, and I can kind of direct you. I can send you, you know, an invoice and talk to you a little bit more about those products and how they work and different things like that, as well as, you know, get you connected with our digital catalog, which is, you know, a catalog that you can have on your phone and flip through and kind of see the whole realm of what Bedroom Candy has to offer.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we had one that we were showing up in the Candy Kisses. That seems to be the one that people are most interested in. And so you can also find that in the massagers. And it looks like a lipstick. So I think it's so cute. For those times when you just are on the go, you just pull your little Candy Kisses out, your little lipstick. People think you just got to get ready to tighten your lips up. You're going to be tightening up something else. Ah! Oh, that was just crazy. So Ashley, would you also share with the family how to reach out to you to get more information about these amazing products and to learn more if they want to go deeper into their, sexual health and wellness? How do they reach you?
So you can reach me I just forgot my phone number. You can reach me at 678-293-7781. And you can actually, if you're interested in becoming a consultant or learning more about the business opportunity or compensation plan, you can text the words join BK to that number, which is 678-293-7781. That is my business phone number. You can also reach me on social media at BK by Ashley Monique. And then my Gmail, if you want to email me, my Gmail is bk@ashleymonique.com. And if you are on the website and you like something you see and you want to connect with me, you can go straight to my website, which is bedroomcandy.com/5406.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And we will have all of that information up, because I know you said that kind of fast. So we will have that information up when we do the post up on Orgasmic Life Radio on Facebook, and also Ashley's Facebook page and my Facebook page, which is Akia Lana. So I'm just going to take a minute. We're at the top of the hour, but just wanted to reach out to the family and ask if there was anything that you had on your mind, something that you may want to ask a question or give a comment. If so, would you press the number 1 to let us know that you're in the queue and that you'd like to speak to Ashley or myself. And while we're waiting for that, Ashley, if anyone wants to do that, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here. It has been a very enlightening experience, and I just love that we get to talk sex, and we can do it without any, you know, oh, my God, we got to hide around, don't let nobody hear us, you know. We actually have a platform for talking about something that is as important as sexual health and wellness. And, Ashley, I hope that you will come back again next month, and we can talk about something else. You know, we can talk about oral sex. We can talk about anal sex. We can talk about a whole bunch of stuff. So we'd love to have you come back again and share more of sexual health and wellness tips and suggestions, and also the toys that will go along with that. Would that be okay?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I would love to come back.
Wonderful. Well, we will certainly look forward to that. It doesn't look like we have any questions tonight. So, family, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to join with us this evening. We love you. We're so grateful that you are here. We ask you to keep coming back and share the post of this show and let other people know about it. So we thank you. We'll be back again on this coming Thursday with The Bush is Swelling with Speaker MC and the Bushwoman. And I'm not quite sure what they're going to be talking about, but I know it's going to be something fun and sexy. So, Ashley, I hope that you'll join us again on this coming Thursday at 9 o'clock as well. So, family, I wish you peace and love. Take care of yourself and take care of each other, and have that daily orgasm to help you feel better, look better, and be better. So with that, I'm going to say one love, Ashe. And I'm going to go out with a little green aphrodisiac, a Corinne Bailey Ray. One love, family. Thank you, Ashley. I love you. Peace and love.
Thank you.
In the grass in the afternoon, something kind of magical, sunlight. Flowers and curl in the garden, ships are coming up again. Spring. Green like the leaves, I'm falling in love against the rain.
just a song.